Current State on 90.5 WKAR. It is Wednesday, which means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make the Lansing area a better place. Today, we feature Zero Day, a Lansing-based nonprofit that provides employment training and supportive services to local veterans. Here to tell us more, Chuck Ems, a co-founder of Zero Day. Hi, Chuck.
Hello, sir.
And Anthony Burkett, who is a veteran and a participant in the Zero Day program. Hi, Anthony.
How you doing, sir?
Welcome to both of you to Current State. Chuck, tell us about Zero Day. What do you do?
Well, Zero Day was established as a community revitalization organization using veteran labor. A little bit embarrassed to admit, I'm a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserves, and in October of 2012, one of my employees came to me and said, "Geez, Chuck, did you know that on any given night there's 60-plus homeless veterans at the Volunteers of America shelter right here in Lansing?" And I was embarrassed. I didn't. I lived 5 miles from it, and I had no idea. I'd driven by it 100 times. So really, that was the genesis of Zero Day, is that I thought I had to get in there and I had to try to do something.
That many?
That many.
60 to 70 on one night.
On any given
Amazing.
Night, all year around. So I went down there. I toured the facility. Volunteers of America does a wonderful job helping out the folks that need that little push in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I struggled and trying to figure out how we could actually make a difference. And I ran into a social acquaintance of mine, Tim Honeycutt, and I was explaining to him, ironically, at a high school football game. I just started laying it out to him what was heavy on my heart. As I told him the story, Tim looked at me and says, "Geez, Chuck, when I was with the Department of Corrections, I was put in charge of a program called the Prison Build Program to help prisoners come out and find employment." So Tim, for many years in the Department of Corrections, taught prisoners how to build houses. He is an expert in development and construction, historical preservation. So he looked at me, he says, "Chuck, I've done it with prisoners. I'd love to do it with veterans."
We can do it with veterans. Amazing. Anthony, describe your situation before you connected with Zero Day.
Well, I'm originally from Flint, and I had a situation where I let my cousin had knocked on my door at 4 o'clock in the morning, February the 10th of 2013. And when I let him in, he pistoled with me, he shot me in the head, he shot me in my shoulder, and he stole my pension fund money. I've been doing asbestos for 17 years, and I got a pension fund from Local 207. It's lead and abatement union out of Detroit, and he robbed me for $8,000, which made me homeless. So my father wanted me to get away from Flint, so I went up to Lansing. My brother told me about the VOA. I talked to Emily, who was in charge of the letting people in, and I told her my situation, and they let me in with open arms. The VOA is definitely a place where if you are a veteran that don't have nowhere to live, they will bring you in with open arms and help you as much as they can.
And this attack was less than a year ago. We're coming up on the first anniversary of this attack, which really changed everything. Chuck, do you have a pretty close working relationship with the VOA since so many veterans seek services there?
We talk often, and most of the participants in Zero Day have come from the Volunteers of America. Like Anthony heard about us and showed up one day and said, I'm ready to kickstart my life here. And really, Zero Day is about getting the veterans well and then getting them stable. The wellness piece, typically the people believe wellness means there's been combat trauma or something
right.
of that nature. But wellness, what we were finding out was more life skills and things had happened in their lives like Anthony or just divorce or something that caused them usually financial strife that they just couldn't dig out of. So we help get them well. We have counselors and therapists on staff that help them with the wellness piece. And the stability piece was, let's get them on a work crew. Let's get them back working with people, feeling good. Our whole purpose is to try to give them a sense of purpose and let them live with dignity. Start earning a paycheck. It's not a welfare benefit. We don't give them anything for free. They work their butts off. And so when someone like Anthony shows up and says, I'm ready to take ownership of my life here and I want to work for it, mm-hmm. I mean, he's kind of our star pupil, and just very proud of him. And Anthony and I are good friends now.
Yeah. Excellent. What's the last year been like? What have you been doing exactly?
Well, I got with a zero day in May of last year, and I got on the crew. We did some Ingham County Land Bank jobs all the way through the summer. Through zero day, I learned how to reevaluate my life, not pity myself, because you're around nothing but military. So they motivate you and they keep you going, whatever you're going through. I've got my driver's license. I've got my state asbestos license. I know how to lay concrete. I know how to roof. I know how to build houses. I know how to redo houses from the inside. All that I learned through zero day.
What's been the biggest challenge for you, Anthony?
The biggest challenge for me is basically mental and emotional and psychological, not letting what happened to me dictate my future. And the more that I got people around me like Chuck and Tim and Craig and my zero-day brothers, my situation has made it a lot better mm-hmm. and a lot easier.
Chuck, do you have relationships with area employers then?
We do. We are actually an employer ourselves. It's not our intent to grow a huge company with lots of employees. Once we get the veterans well and stable, we do want to get them into an area of something that they're passionate about. They want to own a Jimmy John's, let them own a Jimmy John's. We'll help them figure that out. But we do have partner employers. For example, we have an asbestos abatement company that Anthony's working for now. Several of our veterans are working for now, making a higher wage. And just, again, it's a stepping stone. We get a lot of, as Anthony mentioned, the Ingham County Land Bank has given us a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest issues with community revitalization is blight elimination. So we have a lot of houses around the Lansing area that are, you know, falling apart. They're an eyesore, but they're also a spot for, you know, unscrupulous activity that takes a lot of the resources, police and fire. So taking care of those properties, whether we demolish them or we fix them up, you know, that's something that we're focused on, and the land bank has been wonderful.
How many veterans are you serving, are you working with right now?
Right now, I think we have six that are working full-time on the payroll.
What's been the biggest challenge here in just getting this program off and running?
Well, the biggest challenge has been the wellness piece. At any given time, we have had upwards of 30 veterans that we're trying to get well enough to put on a crew and actually get out to the job site or in an academic environment
okay.
where we can teach them skills. Some of them just can't get out of that wellness piece. But that's the beauty of zero day is that, you know, Anthony can come back anytime. Even though he's working for someone else, he can come back anytime. If he's struggling with something, he can come back and talk with us. So we keep that wellness piece alive for our veterans for the rest of their life if they want to come back.
And most of the time it is the psychological, emotional dimension when you talk about wellness.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any new and where does your funding come from?
Well, when we first started, it was privately funded with Tim and I, and since then, you know, the work that we do, we actually get paid for, and we've had some organizations in and around the state. The Michigan Economic Development Corp, Mr. Finney and Mr. Durian over there, have been a wonderful partner for us. They have some programs there that are eligible, not specifically to veterans, but helping structurally unemployed folks around the state of Michigan. They've been a huge help on that side.
Anthony, what's it been like to work in such close proximity with so many fellow veterans? I mean, you alluded earlier to the fact that you really do reinforce each other. Tell us more about that.
Well, we mow like a family. You know what I'm saying? It's not like when we go come to work, we work, and then when you go all your separate ways, we concerned with each other at work and not at work. You know what I'm saying? We call each other. We talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? There's been situations where different type of people been going through different type of problems. And we sit down and we talk to them. And it's always positive. You know what I'm saying?
It's a real culture that you've created. Yeah,
and it's sincerely, it's family. It really is. It's family. We see each other. We see each other out and about. We call each other brothers. You know what I'm saying? It's not just you, my coworker, but we brothers. And it's easier to work with somebody that you can get along with than to work with somebody that you just tolerate.
You're working with six right now, Chuck. I mean, how many would you like to be working with? There's an awful lot more that can't get through the wellness hurdle, get over the wellness hurdle. But you're equipped to help an awful lot more?
Well, we control that because the work is limited. So having 25 people on a job site might be counterproductive to what we're trying to do.
Okay.
We also have a learning piece of this too, learning the trade skills, because it's not something you can just throw someone out there and say, you know, geez, we hope you don't, you know, hurt yourself. So there's a safety aspect to it. So typically between 6 and 10 is what we have on a crew and in a variety of jobs also.
And if people want to support you and what you're doing, how can people get involved?
Our website, I know everyone's got a website, zero-day.us. We have a section on there to donate. We have a section on there to volunteer. Volunteerism is something that we could really use a heavy dose of. It's a business. I have a full-time job. Tim's out on the sites working with the veterans every day. So we have a lot of administrative and even, you know, construction type jobs that we could use some help with.
We commend you both. It's been fascinating to learn about it. Chuck Ems, co-founder of Zero Day. Anthony Burkett is a participant in the program and a former veteran. Thanks to both of you for taking the time to join us today, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Now we have a little Neighbors in Action bonus segment. The local dental practice of Portnoy & Two is participating in the American Dental Association's Give Kids a Smile program, and they're offering free dental services to kids this Friday. On the phone to give us more information, office manager Deb Black of Portnoy & Two Dental in Okemos. Hi, Deb.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we're excited for Friday. We've done this a couple years now, and we are trying to fill the need of children ages 2 to 12 that fall through the cracks in our society. Kids that have Medicaid, kids that have commercial insurance, have access to dental needs, where the kids that the parents are just working to survive, they don't have the extra money to buy the insurance. So we're going to try to help those kids out. We're not asking. All they have to tell us is they don't have insurance, and they're free to come in.
And where's your practice?
We are at 1738 Hamilton Road in Okemos, right off of Grand River and Dobie.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Yes, we did it last year. We really feel the need to contribute to our community. We want to give back, and of course with children, you know, they touch the heart of all of us, and that's why we do what we do.
Appointments necessary, Deb?
Yes, appointments are necessary. I do have openings. So if they'll call as soon as possible at 517-349-3266 and ask for myself, Deb, then I'll get them all set up and tell them, you know, they can fill out the paperwork when they get here.
Okay. Deb Black, very nice to visit with you. Deb's office manager at Portnoy & Two Dental Practice in Okemos, where they are offering free children's dental services this Friday at their clinic on Hamilton Road, 349-3266. Thank you, Deb.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sure.
Bye now.
Current state could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work. We need to find out about them. Please help us out. Tweet us at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the work they do.